This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And you got to get that Odyssey app, man. Download it if you want the audio. All of it. All of the audio that matters to you. Get all of it. I mean, you can listen to KISW anywhere you are with that app. Plus all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you, baby.
Yeah, yesterday put up a new Megacast. It'll move you.
Oh, the Megacast is moving?
Oh, no, it'll just move you from the waist down, baby.
Oh, wow. I did not realize that you and Ted had that, anyway, there are other podcasts, too. Yeah. Check it out. It's Odyssey. Get it for your iPhone, get it for your Android. A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
So everybody scream his name, B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time for B-Migs.
And it's Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
Sploosh. Yeah, the Kraken are playing tonight.
Big game, big win. Two-game winning streak starts tonight.
And you said they're playing the Sharks, right?
Yes.
Which is funny because I had a starter jacket for the Sharks back in the 90s. I didn't even care about hockey, but I wanted that starter jacket because it looked cool.
I can instantly picture that starter jacket.
Yeah, very iconic.
White.
Mm-hmm, yeah. 100%. So, I hope they lose today.
Yes,
because we are the greater sea creature, I believe.
Oh, without a doubt.
They're
coming into the deep. That shark has no chance.
Yeah. Let's get to our contestants today. We've got Ron and Renton. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ron will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ron, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Beginning with A, what was the first name of Happy Days character Fonzie?
Pass.
In what decade were the first Air Jordan sneakers released?
80s.
Yes. How many cards are usually used in a game of solitaire?
7.
No.
8.
No.
52.
Yes. Who headlined at the 2021 Super Bowl halftime show?
Pass.
What country was the setting for the 2009 movie The Hurt Locker?
Canada.
No.
Russia.
No.
United States.
No. Woodrow Wilson kept a herd of what animal to cut the White House lawn?
Goats.
No.
Ducks.
No.
Ducks.
Heat.
Yes, and Ron avoids a deuce by getting three correct.
Ooh, not a good day for Ron.
Now I want to see ducks mowing lawns. I don't know if that's even possible, but now I do want to see that, Ron, so thank you for that visual.
Oh, thanks.
Don't step on those ducks.
Yeah, we won't do that. No, we don't.
Oh, well,
Oh, look who it is. Look who just came back.
I think Steve might get himself a win here, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
True.
Yes. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Beginning with A, what was the first name of the Happy Days character Fonzie?
Oh, Arthur.
Yes.
Hey.
In what decade were the first Air Jordan sneakers released?
I'm going to go with the 90s.
No.
80s?
Yes. How many cards are usually used in a game of solitaire?
Cards. 52.
Yes. Who headlined at the 2021 Super Bowl halftime show? 2021 Super Bowl halftime show.
I still wouldn't know it. I'm trying to figure it out. Beyonce?
No.
Taylor Swift?
No.
And Boykin Hope? Justin Timberlake.
No. What country was the setting for the 2009 movie The Hurt Locker?
What country? Russia.
No.
Canada.
No.
America.
No. Woodrow Wilson kept a herd of what animal to cut the White House lawn?
Goats.
No.
Sheep?
Yes. What role did Rainn Wilson play on The Office?
Milton.
No.
Rain.
No.
Arthur.
No. Which is the fourth planet from the sun?
Jupiter.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Mars.
Yes. Wow. 1, 2, 3, Why? 4, 5. You win 5-3.
Boy,
yes.
That was, boy, if Ron just did a little better, man.
I know. It was closer than I thought it would be.
Sorry, Ronnie.
He almost had it there.
Yeah.
But not
thanks
quite.
Thanks for playing, bud.
Yep. He ended up guessing ducks for the animals that would cut the White House lawn.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So that's why I was cracking up. Yeah, exactly. Does anybody know who headlined at the 2021 Super Bowl halftime show?
Can't even.
Wasn't it The Weeknd? It was The Weeknd.
Oh, and a lot of people hated that performance.
I thought it was okay.
I thought so too.
Yeah, it was neat, but I mean,
clearly it wasn't memorable.
Yeah, Are you a yes?
I knew. I actually remember the performance, but I'm like, I forget the dude's name. I could see the performance in my mind. It was like, and I was like, I don't know. I forget.
It was kind of cool during that one spot where he was like in like the red hallways and he was like running from like whatever the masked dudes were. But that's really all I remember from it. The country that was the setting for the Hurt Locker.
Is that Afghanistan?
No.
Ooh.
Iraq.
Good job, Vic.
Mm-hmm. And then what role did Rainn Wilson play on The Office?
Everybody knows this.
Well, Steve didn't.
Thunder.
Oh, actually.
Thunder. It was Dwight. Yeah, Dwight Schrute.
Which, in a way, I mean, kind of the Milton of The Office.
Yeah, but I can't give that.
In a small way. Yeah.
I cannot give that.
You
but
can't really can? Well, Milton had a red stapler, and Jim put Dwight's stapler in Jell-O. I feel like... And, you know, I feel like it's close.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Nitpicker. If I would have said yes on that,
I know.
All hell would have broke loose.
I'm just being a me.
Comes as a surprise, probably, that I've never seen an episode of The Office.
I have watched very few of them. Yeah. It's like it's one of the most awkward shows for a person who like gets awkward and anxious just watching other people. I watched the first one and I was like, yeah, I can't just sit through
love
this.
Love that show. I love that show. It definitely went downhill when Carell left, but I also watched the British version with Ricky Gervais. Love that as well.
So many people swear by it. I mean, we just talked about it with some of Sid's family. Like, they were just like mentioning how, like, you guys have, because neither one of us have watched The Office. And they're just like, you have to watch The Office. It's so great.
Yeah, it is. It's, but you know, like Rev said, it's cringy. And some people
cringy.
And really, as time goes by, the Steve Carell's character is even worse as time goes by. It's like,
he started off the whole series with a Hitler reference, and I was like, you know what? I'm out. I don't need this in my life.
You never got to the equal racial sensitivity training?
No.
Oh my God, it was
not a chance.
It was horrifically funny. If you watch it today, I don't know if you could play it today. I mean, it's just, you know, they were doing good stuff. They were making fun of somebody who was like him, obviously.
Yeah.
But still, he's kind of like, you know, the modern day Archie Bunker is really who that character is. But man, but the British versions, if you get a chance, Rev, it was on HBO. So I think it was on HBO. No, that was another show. But anyway, if you get a chance to watch it, you might be interested to see how they did it. Because, you know, their version
was
a little.
That feels like the equivalent of I like the book better.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like the British version better.
Yeah. Well, it's just that, you know, they... Just... there's a little bit more sex in the British version, like a little sexual humor because they're not as repressed as us. So there was a lot more of those jokes. So maybe, you know, he's saying no.
Yeah, I'm probably. Dude, it's funny, though. We were talking about, like, The Office with some of our family members, and then they got conversation about, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm came up. And I'm like, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. They were talking about how they're big fans. I'm like, so I was just like, oh, if you love Curb Your Enthusiasm, you guys should look up and watch Dave. And then after I said that, I'm like, that might have been a very bad suggestion to our family member.
Yes.
Hey, watch Dave. That's going to maybe change the perception of what they think of me.
Dude, that's so true.
I mean,
you're right. You're right. He is a young Larry David, but there's other stuff that goes on that's not happening on Curb.
Right. It gets a little vulgar and sexual. And I'm like, I didn't even think about that. I'm just like, oh, if you love Curb, you'll love Dave. So now I got to wonder if the next family get together, they're going to be like, hey, so we watched Dave.
Oh, no.
And we'd prefer if you just never come over again.
All right, you want to feel old, by the way?
No.
This is going to make you feel old.
I just saw that Daft Punk is celebrating the 25th anniversary of one of their records. I already feel old, BJ.
Well, I hate to say this, but you brought up Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I will say this, Larry David has always looked like an old guy, so it kind of just snuck up on me. Curb Your Enthusiasm is over 20 years old. I went back and watched the first episode because they got them all on HBO. Mm-hmm.
But they're still doing them.
I know, but he's taken many years off.
Yes.
Like, it's not like they've had 20 seasons. Well, they had 11 seasons, but they've done them over a course of 20 years. But, dude, the first one was 20 years ago. It is nuts to just go back and see. It's like, wow, everybody is so much younger. Even Larry David looks younger, which makes sense, but he always looked like an old guy to me.
Yep.
And it's also got a weird vibe. Like, the show is not what it is today. It's like you can see. It's like, whoa, this is a little slower, a little weirder, but... wow, it's so trippy how, like, Jeff Garlin, his manager, is so young. He's only in his 30s, which is really, really weird because the guy looks like he's, you know, what he is right now. He looks like he's in his 50s. So, anyway, you can check that out and feel really old. Sorry, Steve.
Oh, great, thanks.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm going to pass on that, BJ.
Sorry, buddy. I know. It's what's happened to all of us. Hey, how about this? 43% of people go into debt trying to find out if money can buy them happiness. How so? Oh, I'll tell you all about this at 7:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, man, a lot of people have sayings. You've heard this one. Money can't buy happiness.
Which I always respond with, I'd like to find out.
Right?
See, or the other opposite. Money can't buy happiness, but it sure can pay the rent.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. You know, they know the adage, they know what it is, and yet people, of course, they still got to try. They got to see, well, let me see. Let me find out if it really doesn't buy happiness. And 88% of Americans, according to this LendingTree survey, they've done just that. They've gone out there, they've spent money just because they wanted to make themselves happier. Hmm.
Dude, we joke about it sometimes, that like where you're in like a little bit of a rut. You know, we either stress eat or I stress purchase Facebook targeted ads. Like, I'm just the worst at that. If I see something, I'm like, this will make me feel better. Grant, it's a $20 elastic belt, not, you know, a $50,000 car.
Yeah, travel and food are the top things that people buy. So you got
elastic
half of
belts.
That. No, elastic belts are not on there. Clothes and shoes. So I guess it kind of goes in the clothes department.
Yeah. These people clearly have never purchased an elastic belt.
Yeah.
They're game changers.
You are selling this belt, man.
Yeah. Right. Tell them I sent you.
Okay.
Just the elastic belt company. Any of them.
Steve sent me.
I don't know about the elastic belt, really. I mean, it could be time.
Because,
you know, my waist doesn't seem to know whether it wants to go frontwards or backwards in the expansion department. So, yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
Okay. All right. Send me the link.
May I also recommend NHLShop.com for all your Kraken gear, because that's usually where I end up as well.
Yeah. Happens.
You guys are bad influences on that.
That's right. We got to go to the lair.
I know.
Soon.
We do. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
A ridiculous amount of people, like, you know, almost 70% of people say they thought money would make them happier. And because of that, if they were given a choice between money and love, they chose money over love.
Well, yeah,
I've seen all those reality shows.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, you know, that's kind of sad. You know what I mean? Is that we think that money would make us happier than love. That's really sad that so many people think that way.
Well, I mean, some people are just miserable in their relationships, so that could be it.
You know, again, if you could have love. Like, in other words, you know...
They don't know what love is.
Yeah, I mean...
But you know how good money makes you feel.
Yeah. Yeah,
and if you have enough money, you could buy love.
Yes.
Well,
at least
I don't know.
In Nevada.
You guys don't know the Beatles classic, Money Can't Buy Me Love, man. All right? Mm. I mean, go back and listen to it.
Define love, because you could buy something.
There we go. That's what we're waiting for. You have to go to Nevada for that if you want to be legal.
The travel, though, I do agree. Because you're spending money to go to, like, Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm happy in Hawaii. I don't care. Well,
Hawaii is fantastic. You know, and I've been to a lot of tropical locale. Well, not a lot, but at least ones, you know, on the east, like in the Bahamas, that area, mm-hmm. the Caribbean. There's something about Hawaii that's even better than those places. It just, I don't know what it is, but Hawaii makes you more chill even than some of those other places.
That's what I said. Like, if you had unlimited money where you were like, and you could just go to Hawaii, like you had your own home there, you could just go whenever you're feeling like it. You're telling me that wouldn't make you happy?
Well, yeah, the only drag is the 6-hour flight. And now, living in Hawaii, I wonder what that would be like. Some people say they get cabin fever or island fever. But
you get sick of it. I like to find that out myself.
Exactly,
too.
That's what I'm with you. Like, let me get sick of Hawaii. Though I did have a friend of ours that moved to Massachusetts, and she used to live in San Diego. She was sick of San Diego weather. I'm like, I don't know how you could be sick of that. I mean, it's just gorgeous almost all the time, but okay.
Yeah, that seems... I mean, I hate to say your friend's crazy, but that sounds crazy.
I'm with you, 100% with you. Yeah.
Well, and impulse purchases in terms of travel, it's the anticipation. So if you book a trip for, like, you know, the summer now, you're just going to sit here and be, like, so excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
For the next 3 months.
See, well, screw these people. Money buys us happiness.
Yeah, it does.
Here's the problem, guys. I mean, you're right. 54% of the people say they were able to buy happiness. So they did do it, but that happiness was short-lived. And 43% of them have gone into debt in an ongoing effort to continue to basically ride that pony, whatever they say.
Ride that pony.
That's the American way.
Yeah. Almost half of us have gone into debt for a temporary bliss state when... I don't know. I mean, if you talk to certain peoples like I had to, which is, by the way, I did spend a lot of money on therapy. So in a way, maybe I did buy more happiness.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, Crystal on the main stage could be considered to be happiness.
It's true.
Or therapy.
Yeah, and a therapy. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, however you want to buy your happiness, sir, you go right to it.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, 88% of people have spent money on something just to make themselves happier. So we're wondering, what about you? When was that time that money did buy happiness? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. How about you? When was that time that money did buy happiness? Your calls or texts after Rage on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A recent survey found that 88% of people have spent money on something just to make themselves happier. So we're wondering, it's got to be you, right? You had to do something. What was that time that money did buy happiness? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Tom in Auburn. Tom, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. What you got for us, buddy?
So, I mean, obviously we all have our hobbies and everything that we love, but nothing makes me happier than every night when I go home to my house.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to be in an apartment turning up the TV to insane levels because there are kids screaming outside or whatever. It's so nice going to my house.
Yeah, I can relate
to
that.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I feel like the house is probably your best shot at, like, long-term happiness moments.
Except for
We don't even have to worry about kids peeking into our windows anymore.
Oh, wow. So you're right. This house was more like a rescue for you.
Do you have a moat around your house?
Where did you live?
Yeah. Really big fence.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you know, there are some apartment buildings that are a beating.
And no, Steve, I get it.
Yeah, you used to be a super, so you know, Steve, man. What a beating. Apartment living, even in the nicest apartments, is still a pain in the ass.
Apartment living when you live on the first floor in Queen Anne was the worst during the weekends, especially at night, because, like, you could not keep a blind up because everyone was kind of, it's just, we all do it. Like, you see a light, you, like, look at it, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, I'm just ripping a bong hit and I'm making eye contact with a family that's going to, like, some show at the Key Arena at the time. And I'm like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
Blinds are down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right. Nighttime comes. I'm always surprised at people that live on the ground floor where there's a lot of traffic,
yeah,
you know, walking traffic. I'm like, why are you letting us look into your place? Yeah. This is weird. I can watch the show you're watching.
I'd be guilty of that. They're walking around neighborhoods and be like, what are they watching? Oh, I like that show too. We would be good friends. They should knock on their door. Never. No.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, don't do that.
Man. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. We want to know, when was that time that money did buy happiness?
Someone just texted in April, said, when I bought my Harley brand new in 2004. And yes, it still brings me happiness.
Nice.
Yeah, see, that's cool, man. If you can get some long-term happiness moments, I mean, it's not going to be every moment. It's at least, if you will, the happiness to financial expenditure quotient has been satisfied.
That would be me it would bring me great happiness, but it would also bring great misery to my wife, which would be kind of fun to troll her.
Oh.
Is if I could purchase one of those, whenever they do come out, the electric VW buses.
Nice. All right.
I don't know if you've seen those, right, BJ?
We've talked about it before. We have. And I'm always, and I always forget, like, why, what is it about this VW bus that would make you happy?
It just looks like it's just like fun on wheels.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
It looks like one of those little Tykes cars. If you, like, painted it, like, red with a yellow top, it would be one of those cars.
Gosh. Yeah. And my wife's like, if you ever got that, I would never step foot in that thing. I'm like, well, that'll suck for you when we have to go somewhere.
That's a good point.
Strap me to the roof,
right? There's plenty of space.
Yeah, it looks like the combination, like you said, a toy car and a future car.
Like, it looks like a spaceship.
Yeah, I think a Johnny Cab is what I think of from,
Even looking at the interiors of these, they've got the seats that'll turn around. Like, it's totally modular. This thing, I know we've talked about it before, but every time I want one.
I have an unhealthy obsession of this thing. And I know that it would just bring such great anger to my wife if I came home with it.
So it'll bring you happiness and her great anger. Boy, that's the perfect combo, isn't
it? It's not a smart combo, no.
All right, I think I know Vicky's just because of who she's become. Because, you know, she's like an old lady in a young lady's body. So, all right, Vicky,
I'm curious to see if you can guess it.
Oh, it's got to be some DIY kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's basically any time I walk into a Michael's or a Joann's.
Yeah.
Like, that is when money brings me the most happiness, especially when I scour the clearance bins or I have all my coupons. Oh, It is the best. I have been doing nonstop projects, and I love it because, like, I'm a grandma, but all my projects involve, like, skulls or skeletons or creepy stuff. Like, I recently started painting, like, skeletons, like, with gold and black. Oh, it's been fun.
You are, I mean, honestly, you are the edgy middle-aged to old-age wife that everybody's looking for. Like, you know, you'd be a great second wife for somebody.
Yeah, that is my plan one day.
Yeah, I think it'd be, you know what? You should be really part of that Second Wives Club because you're chill. Like, a lot of times, you know, the problem with being with somebody younger is that they want to do a lot of stuff and want to, you know, they still want to party, still want to have their life. But you're like an 80-year-old.
Oh, yeah, I tell my friends, I'm like, do you want to come over and do crafts? They're like, well, I'm not working on anything. I'm like, don't worry. I have basically an entire craft store in my office.
I'll put you to work.
Yeah. Like, what do you want? Do you want to make jewelry? I got that. You want to do some scrapbooking? I got that, too. What do you want? Painting? Anything you want.
I'm honest to God. It's hysterical. I feel because we see the quilters every time we go to our men's weekend. And yet, I mean, Vicky, they're all like they have to be 60 plus. I don't think I see anybody anywhere near your demographic. And yet
you should roll like in on that. And like,
be the queen of that.
The hot young rookie.
I need
that's coming into the knitting world.
I need to get into it, but I need to exercise my hands because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the pain. I'm getting that old.
Well, speaking of exercising hands, one texter said I signed up for Vicky's OnlyFans page. It made me very happy.
There you go. Hey, look at that. We have a real life subscriber. We weren't sure if there were any.
Yeah. Oh, we are transitioning. I see your daughter's in the room, BJ. My bad.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I would subscribe to Vicky's page. I would.
She would, but I send her all the pictures anyways.
That's true. I get them for free, so.
Okay, can we have another conversation that isn't about my daughter looking at some woman?
Mine isn't an item. It's a trip, but I spent a ridiculous amount on my Dirty 30 last month.
Oh, yeah, you did, I bet.
And oh, yeah. Yes, she did.
You know, I went back and forth between whether it was going to be worth it or not, and I just said, screw it. Like, I've wanted to go to Vegas for my Dirty 30 since I could remember. I want to get bottle service. I want a table. I want a suite. And I was like, I'm going to do it all. And I did it all. And I mean, granted, it's only been like a month and a half, but I still am so happy thinking about it. Like, looking at my pictures still, I'm like, oh, so worth it. So worth it. But yeah, it was a pretty penny.
Yeah, but the memories will last forever. Pictures on Instagram will last forever.
If my mind starts to go, I'll be like, oh wow, yeah, that was so fun.
I wonder how much you're blacked out the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right, Danny. The memories don't last forever. The pictures will remind you of what you didn't even remember.
Yeah, I would wake up the next day and be like, oh, I posted that on my story.
The memories last forever for somebody that was there. Probably your poor brother. Remember these things that his sister did.
My poor fiance, probably.
Oh,
because he kind of had to be the one to take care of me.
Yeah, Sarah is very, very frugal. She doesn't like name brand anything. She won't even walk into an outlet store of a name brand thing. But when it comes to celebrations,
those are on the discount. I don't understand that.
She doesn't want to discount
my ass. They're still like hundreds of dollars.
I took her to the outlet collection. She was looking for a handbag, and I thought, you know what, her birthday's coming up, Christmas is coming up. So I took her to the outlet collection because I know you can't walk into a Nordstrom. Sarah would not walk in, or any of those fancy stores in Bellevue. So I took her to the outlet collection, the old super mall.
Yeah.
Thought, okay, these stores are all discounted, even though they're the brand name stores, but this is where you get the good prices. She panicked. I took her in there and she panicked and ran out. Said, I can't do it.
I started to get sweaty and hot and my face started to turn red and I was like, I can't do this. I gotta go. Wow.
So that's a cool thing for anybody, for J-Rubs. But when it comes to celebrations, I'm afraid of what the price tag is going to be as we're talking wedding, obviously.
Oh, dude, it's going to be a monster cost.
Hell yeah.
I'd start selling some of your board games now, BJ.
Yeah.
I know. And that's where I'm kind of on the like teetering whether it's going to be worth it or not. Because compared to my birthday, a wedding, like my birthday looks like nothing compared to a wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, wedding, sure. But on the same time, we're not even talking bachelorette
party. The bachelorette party is going to be nuts.
Yeah, I was going to say, to that point,
you have
to go to Vegas again.
Yeah, or we're thinking Miami, maybe.
Oh, Miami?
Jeez. Wow. Okay, so I can't do Vegas again. I just did it.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Gotta switch it up. If you do Miami, I got somebody that know down there that I can put you in touch with.
Oh, give me their number, please. Yeah, a little beach.
Yeah.
You know, the clubs, the booties.
Have you thought Yakima, Washington for your bachelor apartment?
Oh, nice. Very close to the beaches there.
Okay, you know, let me do some research.
It's the party place. A lot of people don't know. Yakima is, I mean, if you want crack, you know where to go.
Oh, well, all right.
I mean, I think they have a bar there, so it's...
All you need is one bar, really, you know, and a place to make your transactions.
There's this sign in Yakima that says, "Welcome to Yakima, the Palm Springs of Washington."
Yeah.
So there you go.
Does it really?
Yes.
Oh, then why? There you go.
Wow, I'm going now just for that sign. That sounds...
Are they serious or kidding? Or, I mean, is there anything about Yakima that is it like in the summer?
It looks kind of hot? It's from like the 50s or something, so I'm pretty sure that it's...
They were very serious back then.
Quite possibly.
Hey, Palm Springs has sun. Yakima has sun. Let's go.
Okay. I didn't realize you're right. Why drive to Palm Springs? Why fly there? You can go right there. It is. The Palm Springs of Washington.
The original billboard was put back up in 87.
Well, it's not a bad idea until Yakima all of a sudden went down, you know, a different road. Now it's the Breaking Bad of Washington, right?
Hey, that could be a different kind of bachelorette party.
Yeah, there you go. All right. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What we're trying to figure out is that time that money did buy you happiness.
Someone just texted and said, "I took my family of seven to Disney for Christmas. We all flew first class, and it was definitely worth it."
Nice.
Oh, all right. Listen, flying first class? Wow, that's a pretty penny, but definitely worth it. I agree. You know,
signed,
even though
Russell Wilson. Oh, yeah. See, that's a pretty penny, but what a great experience, I bet.
I will tell you this, though. I mean, it's not a long flight. A Hawaiian flight, a first class on a trip to, like, you know, that's like 4+ hours is really nice.
Yeah, I got to thank you for really I got to thank you for that one, because I was able to go to Hawaii and you were so shocked that I was in a relationship that you bought me first class tickets me and my now wife.
Yeah, I thought this was a shock, because you were the guy that said, "I'm not ever going to, women are done, I'm done, I want another," and all of a sudden your wife comes along, next thing you know you're getting married, and I'm just like, I cannot believe this is happening. This must be celebrated. Somebody melted the Rev's cold heart.
Yeah, Rev was going full Morrissey mode. He's like, "I'm just going to love myself."
Yes. Oh, you're absolutely right. And he went to your house to prove how much he wanted to love himself.
He loved
Remember
myself
he
all over my, that, to the point where I had to sell that house.
Oh, yeah, I had to sell house.
That's the whole house?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a rowing machine.
It's still occupied. Nobody's wanting to move into that house.
Nobody. Once they heard about the Rev and the rowing machine, they're like, "Yeah, this house is condemned." Oh, yeah. Hey, you guys know Bill Murray, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I've heard
I'm so
of
worried.
Him.
I'm
he was a Ghostbuster.
The whole room's like, "No, we've never heard of this man." Bill Murray was busted doing something odd in a park. Don't worry about it, though. This isn't anything illegal. He was singing random songs. And you know what? We have the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision, because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.